Blog Talk Radio.
Today. Thank you for tuning in on Saturday, June 6th. I am Eddie the Hat. I'll be your host for the next 30 minutes. And, of course, in studio with us, as usual, we have Hondo. How are you, Hondo?
I am doing great.
And, folks, I don't need to tell you what's going on at Santa Anita today. Just an epic, iconic, whatever you want to call it, day. 11 races. Seven stakes races, two of them are grade ones, a grade two, and Hondo, as you pointed out, today is the first day that the Hollywood Gold Cup and the Santa Anita Derby have ever been run on the same day.
Right, because of the strange year and the Derby being postponed from its original April 4th date until today. You know, the Gold Cup's always been run in late spring or early summer. And so there we have it. We have two epic grade one races, both with lots of tradition being run today.
Right. And I don't want to hear people griping about the short fields in the Oaks and in the Derby. I don't want to hear it because, as you pointed out, this has been a very different, very strange year with a lot of trainers having to call audibles and doing this and doing that, and it's not the normal Santa Anita Derby, but it's a very, very quality field. There's no doubt about that. The same thing with the Oaks. A little disappointed by the scratch of Smiling Shirley. I know on my show Thursday, I kind of knocked the horse a little bit, and I thought, you know, what is she doing in here? And then as I started to look at her, I got a little bit intrigued by her, and we all know Jeff Bondi's a capable trainer. But anyway, she's not going to go, so we're not going to get to find out whether I was right or wrong.
Right now you got only four 3-year-old fillies in there, but boy, three of them.
With
the Shipper, Swiss Skydiver for Kenneth McPeak, who is a very good trainer. Merneith, we don't know how good she is from the Baffert barn. And then, of course, Michael McCarthy's Speech, who will have the meets leading rider on her today. So that's, you know, as a person who's been known to lay down a buck or two on the horses, when it's a stakes race, the caliber of with traditional like the Oaks and the Derby and the Hollywood Gold Cup, I just want to see good horses. And if there's not a big betting field, I just love to watch the horses run. I love to watch the top-notch horses run.
Well, yeah, and I've said that many, many, many times. You don't have to bet every single race. And as for a handicapper standpoint, if you really like a horse and she's at 3-5 or he's at 3-5 and you don't like that price, do not try to beat that horse. Don't go shopping and bet on a 7-1 shot or whatever. Just watch the race. Take notes.
Yeah,
look for something that's going to be of value to you down the road. Maybe a horse didn't look comfortable. Maybe he or she washed out for the race. Take note of that, and then you can use it, and then you're not losing money trying to beat the favorite.
I've never understood the philosophy. Well, I think this horse is a cinch, but I'm going to try to beat it.
Exactly.
You're throwing away good money.
Exactly. Reminder to everybody that we are brought to you each and every week by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had a chance to visit the website, please take an opportunity to do so. We've got a nice horse racing report plus selections available for purchase and download every racing day, and also some freebie information that might help you, and also our broadcast shows. We kick the week off on Thursday morning from 6:30 a.m. until 7 a.m. with At the Quarter Pole. Then, of course, we have Horse Racing Today broadcasts from 8 to 8:30 every Saturday Pacific time. And then Sunday night we wrap up the weekend of racing with At the Wire. So kind of a theme for every name of every show. And At the Wire airs from 8 to 8:30 p.m. on Sunday. So lots of information. We give you trips, trouble notes, horses to follow, horses that you might not want to follow. You get the idea. And so that's our broadcast schedule. But horseracing-selections.com is where it's at. Check us out. I think you'll be glad you did. And let's get, you know, I also want to remind everybody, you know, I've taken a little bit of, well, everybody knows how I feel about this lockdown and shutdown, but I'm going to tell you, Hondo, I will never, ever, ever take for granted going to the racetrack.
No, this, you know, being a racing fan for as long as I have been, I still get great enjoyment from watching on TV, but there's nothing like actually being at the track, having a hot dog in between the sixth and seventh race, and it's just, you know, the atmosphere of the crowd. And to this day, I've never been at a racetrack that was as loud as the day in 2009 when Zenyatta won the Breeders' Cup Classic. The place was electric. There's nothing like the atmosphere, and be looking forward to when we can all get back out there again.
And to see John Sheriffs, who is probably one of the most coolest cats I have ever seen, turn around, twirl around, and throw his cap into the crowd. That was epic.
That said it all. Yeah,
absolutely epic. The point of all this is that I want to remind everybody you can do what I do every day when I get up. And if you can't be out there, why not watch the live workout cam? And that's available at santaanita.com. So check that out, because I put that out on my big screen or my big monitor here on my desk. I enlarge the picture and I try to pretend that I'm sitting in the press box watching the workouts. So try it. And sometimes it works.
Yeah, and I want to just point out something that, you know, everybody has got their favorite venue from watching the races, whether it be TVG, and now since in the last few weeks or last couple months, you've had a lot of racing on Fox Sports 1, the NBC Sports Network. But one of the networks that a lot of people might not know about, if you have a Roku equipment in your home, check out Racetrack Television Network, RTN.
Yeah, or Cal Racing.
Right, and it's you have for $15 a month, you get every track in not only the U.S. but in the country. You get racing from Australia, you get racing from Hong Kong, and it's $15 a month, and you get the actual simulcast feed from that track. So in the U.S., you got Gulfstream, Churchill, Santa Anita right now, with, you know, Michelle Yu and Peter Lurie doing their simulcast show. So check it out. If you're a horse racing fan, I think you'll like RTN.
Yeah, I don't listen to TVG. I never have. I never will. But I do like the analysis that Peter Lurie, very professional with Michelle Yu. There's no singing. There's no dancing, you know, that type of goofiness. Just, you know, light professional coverage, and that's what I like about it. And you know, you're at the track, you get to see the horses, you get, you know, and especially a nice touch with the jockey interviews after every race.
And the I apologize for forgetting his name. I can't think of his name right now.
Tom Quigley.
Tom Quigley, of course, does a great show there before the races on weekends at Santa Anita. But the gentleman who does the simulcast show for Gulfstream Park is very good. Gives out a lot of good information. And,
I forget. He's got a funny last name,
he's very good.
Yeah.
And of course, I always enjoy Tom Quigley, and Frank Miramati, who could be a comedian in another life.
I think he has been.
Their show is very entertaining. And last week talking about Mr. Bubbles. So it's very entertaining. So check out RTN. I think you'll like it.
All right, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are going into today's card. No surprise, Flavien Prat leads the way with 69, Abel Cedillo with 55, Umberto Rispoli with 43, Joel Rosario, who rides part-time out here, is still hanging tough with 38, and Drayden Van Dyke drops down to 30. So there you have it, and congratulations to the gentlemen who I just named that are having a good meet right
and
now.
And you sometimes hear some people knocking the West Coast jockey crew out here, but yeah. Let me tell you, when you have a jockey the caliber of Drayden Van Dyke, who is fifth in the standings,
absolutely,
that kind of tells it all right now. And you don't even have, of course, he picks and chooses his mounts now because he can do it, because he of his reputation and what he's done in his career. But you don't even have a Mike Smith in the top five.
No. Mike Smith, 18 wins from 86 mounts, and he's hitting at a solid 21%. There are 18, 19-year-old jockeys that would kill to have a 21% win percentage. And that's another we can't get into that. But, you know, if you bash Mike Smith and you don't think he can ride and you don't think he needs to be riding right now, seek therapy. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, what I laugh about is the people who criticize a jockey who have never themselves been on a horse.
Well, they might have been in front of the supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Bob Baffert with the trainers leads the way with 25. Peter Baltas and Peter. Oh, wow. Okay. Things have tightened up here. 25 wins apiece from Baltas, Baffert, and Miller. Then we go to Mark Glatt with 19, Doug O'Neill with 16, and John Sadler with 15. Several with 14. So, anyway, the congratulations. To the trainers and also the owner standings. Aronis Racing leads the way with 12, Redham Racing with 9, and Red Baron's Barn or Rancho Temescal with 8. So a lot of excitement right now. And things are winding down, but we got a little bit of a ways to go. So, all right. We are going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about today's card out at Santa Anita. And let me tell you, if you haven't looked at it, it's a real sexy thing to look at. We'll be right back. Go refresh that adult beverage of choice that I know you're sipping on, or maybe a cup of coffee. I'll forgive you. And we'll be right back. With the second half of horse racing today, just a quick reminder that I left out at the beginning of the show. Also, when you visit us at horseracing-selections.com, don't forget to check out our profile section for our ever popularity, growing in popularity, our jockey trainer Q&A. And we're getting a lot of fun answers, a lot of good participation by the trainers and the jockeys, and I'm learning quite a bit. You know, Hondo, I have never had ceviche before.
I never even heard of it before.
That is courtesy of Eswan Flores. That's his favorite food, and I got to tell you, it's not bad. So anyway, just some fun information, and that can all be captured and viewed on horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's turn to the first race today. This is what we've been waiting for, the Franz Valentine. Now, this is a ungraded race, but, Hondo, it's a good one.
Yeah, you got, six horse field.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a very unique scenario in this race. The outside horse, and is it Cordiality, has won this stake 2 years in a row. Won the 2018 running on May 19th by a length and three quarters with Hall of Famer Gary Stevens on her. And then her last race, she hasn't been out in 13 months, and her last race was in this last year's running in the Franz Valentine, where she went gate to wire for Joe Talamo. So there aren't too many horses that have won the same stake race at either Hollywood Park, the old Hollywood Park, or Del Mar or Santa Anita, 3 years running, and she's got a chance to accomplish that today.
You know, if I had a wish, if I met a genie on the street and he said, I'm going to grant you, not three, but I'm going to grant you two wishes, you know what they would be?
What?
Bring back Eddie Delahousse and Gary Stevens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I made a lot of money with Eddie D.
Oh, Eddie D was incredible.
Yep.
All right, the next feature race that we have today, stakes race, is comes in the fourth, the Desert Code. And this is a nice little race. I've got an opinion here, but to get it, you have to go to horseracing-selections.com. But, Hondo, we're going to ask you what you think.
In this race, you know, I like an outsider, and I haven't looked at the morning lines in this race yet, but maybe you can tell me what Party Town is at in the morning line.
Well,
let's
just say if you like Party Town and Party Town wins, you may be partying. 12-1.
12-1, and this horse has got speed. He's got some speed. And he's proven he's won at the distance, he's won on the grass, and he's got one of the best speed riders in the country on him today, Edwin Maldonado. So if you're looking for a price horse to throw into your exactas or your exotics, early pick four or early pick five, don't leave out Party Town, because he could definitely get a share, and he could find the winner's circle at a big price.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Fifth race, the Santa Anita Oaks, grade two, $200,000 race. And tough field here. Smiling Shirley was a late scratch or overnight scratch by Jeff Bondi yesterday, and leaves a field of four, but it's a quality field of four.
It really is. And earlier in the show, I mentioned who I think are the top three in here, Swiss Skydiver, Merneith, and Speech. And in my daily selections in the Southern California News Group consensus box, I put Speech on top with her coming up just a neck short to Baffert's talented filly Gamine in the in an optional claimer at Oakland Park on May 2nd. So I got her on top, but I wouldn't be surprised if either of those other two fillies found the winner's circle.
Nope. It's going to be an interesting race. Baffert's other horse, Regal Beauty, of course, just broke her maiden in impressive fashion. But I'd have to say she's getting thrown to the wolves here in this race. But, you know, whenever I second-guess Baffert, I get bit, so I'm not going to.
Yep.
The only knock I have on Merneith is the fact that she's going to be trying a mile and a 16th for the first time, but the way she won going a mile, or the way she ran going a mile, fought gamely, got beat by Princess Mo. But again, she's stepping up and facing a tough bunch here. So,
you know, like Baffert always says, you don't know whether they can do it or not going two turns until they try it for the first time.
And,
so.
Yeah, and I don't think... like I said, it's always very dangerous to second-guess Bob. Seventh race is the Crystal Water, a mile on the turf, $100,000 in this affair, up for grabs. And, again, we have a strong opinion here in this race. And you can get it by checking us out at horseracing-selections.com. But who do you like, Hondo?
I like Prince Earl. I think he's the class horse in the race. He won the Grade 2 Del Mar Mile last summer by 3/4 of a length, beat Sharp Samurai. Came back at another Grade 2 at Santa Anita in October in the City of Hope Mile and lost a three-way photo, lost by a head, and then ran fifth in his last race, the Seabiscuit Handicap at Del Mar. 3-7 on the turf, 2-4 at the distance. I think he's going to be tough in that race today. And I'm sure this is another race. I haven't looked at the morning lines yet, but I'm sure he's probably the favorite, right?
Who is that now?
Prince Earl.
Prince Earl is at 2-1,
two to one
morning line favorite.
Yeah.
The interesting thing in here that I found was that there are several horses in here that have got new jockeys for the first time.
You got
Kono, Grinning Tiger, Prince Earl, Randall the Bartender, Oliver, King Abner. There's only two that are retaining their jockeys, Warden Jerry Pratt and Lieutenant Dan Van Dyke. So it's going to be an interesting race here.
Let's go back one race earlier. I know it's only a maiden race, but you got Baffert's $3.6 million yearling purchase running on the rail there, Cezanne. Baffert's got two in there, and also the number two horse, Brazen, who has had some good works. And as we all know, never forget the other Baffert that is referred to with the one that goes off at the higher odds. But it's going to be really interesting to see how Cezanne, who's got Pratt on him, runs today in that sixth race.
Very talented, royally bred son of Curlin. 4-5 morning line favorite. If he runs to his works, it's over.
Oh,
however,
working a hole in the wind.
However, you've got the rail slot 6.5 furlongs, but nonetheless, it's certainly going to be an interesting race, seeing what he can do. Some other decent first time starters in here. So, but yeah, Cezanne is definitely the horse to beat. Off of what he's proven in the morning. The eighth race, this is it, the Run Happy Santa Anita Derby. This is a Grade 1 $400,000 event, and who do you like in here?
Well, the way I handicap it and what I've seen so far from the three-year-old Brigade, to me, in my mind, this is a two-horse race with Honor AP and Authentic, the two horses on the outside. Now, Authentic's 3-0, hasn't been beaten, and has basically gone almost gate to wire in all three of his wins. Now, he beat Honor AP in the San Felipe in March by 2.25 lengths going gate to wire. But that was also Honor AP's first race in almost 5 months. He figures to step up today big time with Mike Smith staying in the saddle. And I got Honor AP on there. I think he's going to appreciate the extra distance. Of course, San Felipe was 1 1/16. The Derby today is 1 1/8. I think he's going to like the extra distance. And I got Honor AP on top with Authentic finishing second.
Yeah, I mean, that looks the way of the wise. There's no doubt about that. You've got two quality horses. However, I'm going to give, without tipping my mitt, I'm going to give you two price horses that you definitely need to use in exactas and in exotics. And first one is the number two horse, Rushy, under Flavion Pratt for Mike McCarthy, who is just absolutely tearing things up right now with a great meeting. And then also the five-horse Azul Coast, 15-1 on the morning line. Umberto Rispoli has taken the call for Bob Baffert. The other Bob Baffert. Quite frankly, folks, Azul Coast just doesn't have the numbers to compete with this group. But the way he won the El Camino Real Derby up at Golden Gate impressed me. Did he beat a whole heck of a lot versus what he's facing versus what he's going to be competing against in the future? Probably not, with all due respect. However, horses have the right to improve and continue to improve, and I think Azul Coast is a sneaky horse. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm not going to go out on that limb. But, like I said, If you're looking for a long shot exacta play, if you bet the trifecta, I would definitely use two Rushy and the five horse Azul Coast.
Well, personally, I don't like Azul Coast, but I would never try to talk you off a Baffert horse.
No, no. And I you know, let's face it, Umberto Ruspoli improves horses the first time he rides them. It's scary. This guy can get on a horse that, you know, is 30 or 40 to 1, and he'll run third with it and move the horse way up just because of his presence. He is such a good rider, and he can race ride. He knows what's going on behind him. He knows what's going on ahead of him. And I'm telling you, it's a sneaky horse. Anew d'Or is a horse that I can't figure this guy out, Hondo. I mean, he's made a huge move in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and just hung like laundry. Then he did the same thing on the LoSalle Futurity. Looked like he was going to go by 1,000 words. He hung again, and his last two have been dismal. He may be tailing off. But
he might be one of those, lot of them, both fillies and colts, really good at two, and they don't transform that form over to their three-year-old year. And he might be one of them. I think today's going to tell the answer on him.
Ninth race, the Cinema. This is a mile and an eighth on the turf, $150,000 race, and this is a good one, too. We have the ever-improving KP All Systems Go, the second choice at 9-5 here. How do you see this race?
I like the horse on the outside. Is it Haribu or
Haribu?
Haribu with Ruspoli, who's one of the top grass riders out here for Jeff Mullins, who has trained a winner or two on the grass. He's coming off a one-length victory off the pace in the Pasadena in February. He was off a bit slow in that race and still won by a length. So I like him in that race, the Cinema.
Yeah, this is another good race. I mean, the quality races, they may not have 12, 13, 14 horses going, but I'll tell you, you're hard-pressed to find anything that really stands out today. And, you know, Vic Stauffer, the race caller at Oaklawn Park, has said that he wouldn't be surprised if all 11 favorites won today. I wouldn't say that, but I think it's going to be a formful day, and you know, definitely 4, 5, 6 to 1 shots could be sneaking in there.
I'll tell you, if all 11 favorites win, my wallet's going to be a lot lighter at the end of the day.
You and me both. And, oh boy, I can't believe that I forgot to talk about this. Shame on me. $615,000 pick six single ticket jackpot is up for grabs. And I know everybody knows how it works, but just in case you don't, if you are the lone ticket that takes down the pick six, you get that added to your take-home pay, and it's over $600,000. Kind of makes me interested. And for a 20-cent minimum bet, hey, you know, why not? Throw in some oddball horses and you're in business. Just,
right.
You know, incredible. All right, and the final race that we need to talk about real quick is the mile and a quarter, the Hollywood Gold Cup, which Santa Anita had the good intention and good decision of bringing this race back. Grade one, $300,000 added, and this is another good one. Morningline favorite is Improbable at – no, Higher Power is the favorite, Morningline favorite at 9-5.
Yeah, and I just I don't understand that, but hey, John White knows a hell of a lot more about this game than I do. So for some reason, he made Higher Power 9-5. I like Improbable. Now, I'm not convinced that he can go a mile and a quarter. He's tried twice at the distance and hasn't hit the board either time. But also, the Derby was over a sloppy track when he ran fifth at a mile and a quarter. I like Improbable here. He's been training well. Baffert gave him a mild drill on May 23rd, which is unusual. So maybe he might be working on this horse's endurance. I don't know. I like Improbable, and I also like Midcourt. Midcourt's turned into a very, very good horse under the tutelage of Sheriffs.
All right. Well, folks, time's running out on us, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Also, welcome home, Austin Solis, the son of Alex Solis, is back riding. He's got a mount tomorrow. And Hondo, thanks for joining us.
All righty. Good luck, everybody.
And good luck. Cash some bets, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow night. Have a great day at the races.